It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. LSU men's basketball. Should they fix it now or just save the money? My wife and I attended LSU's final home basketball game recently in Baton Rouge. And for the Tigers, it was senior day against number 14-ranked Texas A&M. And for much of the first half of the game, the two not-quite-6-foot point guards for both LSU, Jordan Sears, and Texas A&M, Wade Taylor IV, carried their teams and scored in double digits. And the home underdog Tigers, a woeful 3-15 in SEC play, seemed a bit inspired in taking a 32-30 lead into the locker room at halftime. But then, the second half began. The LSU men's basketball team could not hit the proverbial side of a barn. The Tigers scored only 7 points in the first 13 minutes of the second half. Yes, it was UGLY. The LSU offense, which looked disorganized and inept for most of this game, stunk up the Pete Maravich Assembly Center like Pepe Le Pew in the second half of a very winnable basketball game. And for that game, LSU connected on just 15 out of 50 shots from the field, or 30%. They were out-rebounded by A&M 40-27, and the Tigers committed a whopping 24 fouls in the game, too. All in all, A&M was gifted with a 66-52 road win at LSU. And while watching the game in person, LSU did not appear to run very many offensive plays. Rarely did the Tigers pass the ball more than one time during their offensive sets. A lunchtime pickup game at your local YMCA might feature more cohesive players than this year's LSU Tigers men's basketball team did. And then the Bayou Bengals were quickly vanquished from the SEC tournament. The following week, LSU was clobbered by Mississippi State 91-62 in the opening round of the SEC basketball tournament. LSU trailed by 20 points at the half, as yet another game was virtually over in the opening minutes. The Bayou Bengal Bricklayers converted just 5 of 26 three-point shots for 19% and 13 out of 26 at the free throw line for 50%. Mercifully, the LSU men's basketball team ended the season with a deceivingly moderate record of 14-18, and that's primarily because the Tigers feasted on a series of early season cupcakes to pad the record. LSU finished next to last in the 16-team SEC this year with a pitiful 3-15 league record. So, is it time to fire the men's basketball coach? In 3 seasons under men's head basketball coach Matt McMahon, the LSU men's basketball team has a record now of 45 wins and 47 losses. Coach McMahon signed a 7-year contract back in 2022. You might remember that he is the successor to current McNeese State head coach Will Wade, whose number 12-seeded Cowboys just won their first-round NCAA March Madness tournament game over number 5-seed Clemson this week. Will Wade, who is expected to be named the new head coach at North Carolina State University soon, was fired as LSU's head coach in March of 2022. An audio tape confirmed that he had offered significant financial incentives to at least one prospective LSU basketball player. Those potential NCAA violations happened just prior to the advent of today's rather flimsy NIL guidelines, which allow the college athletes to receive compensation. After Coach Will Wade was fired, his replacement, Matt McMahon, who came from Murray State University in Kentucky, signed a contract worth $2.6 million for his first year and has guaranteed raises of $100,000 every year after. In a very savvy contract negotiation move by the coach's agent,
to do my bad deeds for the day,
LSU is required to pay Matt McMahon $7.5 million in severance pay if he should be terminated prior to the start of next basketball season. Ouch. Meanwhile, LSU women's basketball is much more successful on the court and financially. The LSU men's basketball team averaged just a little under 8,000 fans per home game during the 2024-25 season. By contrast, Coach Kim Mulkey's 28-5 LSU women's basketball team drew almost 11,000 fans per game this season in the 12,500-seat Pete Maravich Assembly Center. The Associated Press No. 10 LSU women's basketball team won the NCAA title just 2 years ago and now carries a No. 3 regional seed into the Women's March Madness basketball tournament. After a recent contract renegotiation, Kim Mulkey earns $3.2 million this year at LSU. And if either party should terminate Kim Mulkey's contract early, the other party will be owed $2 million. That's nice, neat, reasonable, and very easy to understand. But let's crank the numbers now as to whether LSU should find a new men's basketball coach. The LSU men's basketball team had 21 home games this year. At an average ticket price of, let's say, $25, the team produced an estimated revenue of about $198,000 a game, and with 21 home games, that amounts to over $4.1 million. So let's also add another, let's say, $5 a person for net profits on concessions, etc., to put another $1 million in revenue into the Tigers' kitty. I can't help it. That brings the total net revenue for the LSU men's basketball team this year to about $5 million. Now, by contrast, the LSU women's basketball team, using the same number of home games and ticket prices and concession profit margins, would have generated nearly $7 million per year. Firing the LSU men's basketball coach today does not make mathematic sense. So if Matt McMahon were to be fired and receive that $7.5 million in severance money, it would take several years for LSU to recoup that incremental expense. Now, earlier we estimated that the LSU women's program generated about $2 million a year more in revenues than the men's team did. So if you had a new men's basketball coach who could revive fan interest and, let's say, raise attendance levels to those of the LSU women's basketball team, it would still take almost 4 years with $7.5 million contract buyout divided by the $2 million of incremental revenue generated by the new coach each year to even reach break-even. But we almost forgot that hiring a new top college basketball coach away from another school is going to require a significant cash buyout for that coach to leave, and that's going to cost a few million dollars too. The annual cost for a national top 25 men's basketball coach appears to be running from about $3.5 million a year, like Rick Pitino at St. John's, to more than $5 million a year, like Bruce Pearl at Auburn. Now, my estimates would say it will take about 5 years, at least 5 years, for LSU men's basketball to recover the cost of firing the current coach and replacing him with a higher-profile name coach. And that does not guarantee that LSU fans are going to flock back to the PMAC to watch their men's basketball team play. Yes, sadly, LSU men's basketball has a very long history of mediocrity. I grew up as a big fan of LSU's Pistol Pete Maravich back in the late 60s to around 1970. And then in the early 1990s, I loved watching Shaquille O'Neal dominate the middle during his college days at LSU. Though Pistol Pete and Shaq filled that arena in Baton Rouge, neither of those two future NBA legends was able to carry LSU anywhere close to a national championship in men's basketball. In fact, LSU has never won an NCAA men's basketball title. Now, the men's team has only advanced to the March Madness Final Four on just four occasions since World War II, 1953, 81, 86, and 2006. Now, you can compare that to the Tigers' four national championship football teams in 1958, 2003, 2007, and Joe Burrow's team in 2019, and seven national titles for the baseball team ranging from 1991 to 2015 over that same period. Sports fans in Baton Rouge have proven that they will show up for men's basketball only if the team is A, highly entertaining, and or B, highly successful. Legendary guard Pistol Pete Maravich drew so many fans to the school's ancient, like 1937, John Parker Ag Center, also known as the Barn, that LSU finally constructed a new arena. And that new basketball arena in 1972 is still their current arena, and it's called the house that Pete built. Though Coach Dale Brown's teams in the 1980s and 90s were generally successful, it took a 7-foot-1-inch dynamo named Shaquille O'Neal to regularly pack the PMAC. So does LSU and its fan base really care about having a top men's basketball program? LSU does have a highly successful women's basketball team which continues to build on its growing season ticket base in Baton Rouge. Now completing her fourth year at LSU, Coach Kim Mulkey's teams are a sterling 119 and just 19 losses, or 86% winning percentage, and they have hoisted the school's first national championship banner in basketball 2 years ago in 2023. Kim Mulkey is a master recruiter, and she finds players for her program within the state of Louisiana and nationally as well. Kim Mulkey's fan-friendly players also make time after LSU's home game to sign autographs for legions of their young fans in attendance. And, of course, Coach Kim Mulkey is also part of the big show herself. Her unique fashion statements and animated coaching exhortations along the sidelines are quite entertaining. And those little things really add up, but you also must have a winning program. In the end, though, it's all going to come down to money. One final factor in running a successful college basketball program today involves rolling out additional cash to buy better players. And as you watch the March Madness tournaments, both the men and women, take note of how many basketball players on the court are transfers from another school. And it's also a safe bet that the vast majority of those transfers are not coming to their new school seeking a better education. With today's growing NIL pot of gold, some colleges are doling out significant bucks to attract top players to transfer to their programs. It was not just improved coaching which has propelled men's basketball teams like McNeese State University and St. John's into the second round of this year's NCAA March Madness tournament. The LSU Athletics Department balance sheet has always been one of the largest in college sports. The Tigers have regularly produced highly successful results in most of their major sports endeavors, except for men's basketball. As long as there remains a collective yawn from the fans about the men's basketball program in Baton Rouge, expect Coach Matt McMahon to remain LSU's head coach for at least one more season. The accounting term sunk cost comes to mind right now. The heavy investment made to obtain that current men's basketball coach is quite sizable. Spending millions of dollars to make a coaching change today does not appear to be a prudent financial move for LSU. There is absolutely no guarantee that making a large financial outlay like that will result in a significantly improved economic picture for the men's basketball team. The LSU Athletics Department has proven to be quite sharp, and they are also quite aware that the men's basketball program in Baton Rouge just may not be worth the extra expense. At least not yet. I'm Swamp Swami.